Regular meeting order?
May 13th.
Oh, yeah, May 13th. Councilmember Reshore, could you lead us in the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Rhodes.
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois.
Here.
Councilmember Reshore.
Here.
Councilmember Andre. Councilmember.
Here.
Attorney Acosta.
Here.
Okay, we got the minutes in our package. Anybody has any changes? Motion adopt the minute. April 8th, got a motion by Ms. Bourgeois, second by Mr. Reshore. All in favor?
Aye.
Committee reports, Public Works, anybody have anything on Public Works? Planning and zoning, I think we talked at a committee meeting on that one, we were going to hold off on that. Yeah.
Yeah.
We said we were going to hold off on 506 East Main Street.
Because they have worked out property.
Trying to get some.
Back up to Public Works.
Yeah.
We all got emails from the Willis on the ditch on Alene.
Yeah.
And Wayne told me they went down there and cleaned, they did find some debris in the ditch and they cleaned it out. So I went after the rain the other day and it was flowing much, much better and no water on the yard.
I was expecting another email from last rain we had.
Yeah.
I just knew.
Yeah.
Glad we cleaned it up.
No, it was in good shape because I drove over there. In fact, his wife was coming out and I told her, look, I'm just coming to look. And she said, please, thank you. And so went over there and it was in much better shape.
That's the cheap way. Okay, anything else in planning and zoning? Anybody? Finance Committee, consider line item appropriations cooperative endeavor agreement between the Department of Treasury and the Town of Brule. That's a budget, huh, Debbie?
Well, later on down, production of ordinances, we're doing a budget adjustment. We're going to introduce it, not necessarily not need it, but we may need it.
That's a grant for. Right.
Yeah, so you've got to approve the cooperative endeavor agreement before you.
Yeah, and then once we do that, we can apply for the grant?
Yes.
Okay.
I move that we accept it.
A second.
Have a move, a motion and a second?
Got to get public comment.
Yeah, public hearing. Open the floor.
Not a hearing, just public comment.
Any public comment on the? None? No public comment? Vote. Got a motion and a second to consider this line item for corporate endeavor agreement so we can grant. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passed. Personnel, anything on personnel? Recreation? I don't think we have anything on that. Fish, is that park done? What's the opening of that park?
June 1st.
First?
The oak tree thing in there for the splash park, yeah. And oak tree.
The boys lost in the semifinals, 4-0 to
E.D. White,
lost the next day in the finals. So, still had a good year.
But the girls
prevailed and won.
Yeah. I think they won.
They won there.
Yeah.
I think at the next committee meeting, we need to do something for them. Even though
yeah,
it's going to be
do.
Summer,
we do.
We might ought to get them in
I
for the
I think we do something
meeting.
At all together, like for the wrestling, all the
okay.
The placements, we do that and send it over to high school. We get a list of names from all and coaches.
Will we give them certificates, the player
yeah,
certificates?
We used to get them to come and certificates, so we need to ask about that and just let them do their awards day. Get them to come down.
Anything else in recreation? Police committee? Anybody have anything, police? You got anything you want to put on the committee? Governmental affairs. Name West Side Journal as our official journal.
So moved. We're not going down on that one.
A motion, need a second?
Second.
A motion and a second?
Public comment.
Any public comments on West Side Journal?
Read them.
More public comments? And we got a motion and a second? All in favor of West Side Journal's official journal, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it.
I have one other thing on the governmental, but I could save it for personal.
Okay, you want to wait?
I'll save it till the end.
Okay. Hearing and final action on ordinances. For everyone that grabbed the package, we have an ordinance to increase sewer user fees. We discussed it at length at the committee meeting. Ordinance states to increase 5% per year on residential and commercial establishments. We're going to leave the school alone if we school like it was. It's going to go up every July for the next 3 years, 5%. Equates to right less than $3 total. So in 3 years, your school bill will be around $21. Yes, 90 cents 1 month, 95 the next, and I mean 1 year, 95 the next, and 99 the next. So it just helps us cover the sewer user fees should supplement, the sewer user fees should cover the budget.
We're showing a projected $42,000 loss in this year's budget, so we're trying.
So the auditor said we need to level that off, so sewer user fees are going to increase those over the next 3 years.
Is this a public
Not yet. I just was explaining what we have here.
Would it be a problem just to round everything off to a dollar like Carol?
No, please don't do that. Leave it at 5%.
Okay.
Please.
It's a nickel a month.
Yeah, but when you're on a declining income and cable goes up and water goes up and natural gas goes up, then it can amount to like maybe $5 a month. So some, you know, eventually. So some people do have to make a choice about what am I going to not have money to do. It might seem like just a little amount to some people, but 5% can be a lot for people that don't live on $50,000 a year or something like that.
We're going to open it up for a public hearing.
That wasn't my public comment.
We're going to open it up for a public hearing. Thank anybody you. Got anything in the audience?
$50,000 a year, I'll set up. Well, I put a small amount, being a citizen, a small amount increase that is compared to what other people are charging. I think you get to handle the business end of this thing, so I think it's just a good overall plan.
Anybody else?
I have a question, and it's related to sewer, and it might be related to the increase. The affluent district fund back there, is it staying under 15%?
Say again?
Is the affluent discharge of the pond, is it staying below 15%? Because the duckweed was supposed to take care of that problem.
I can't answer that.
It must be because we don't get citations. Wouldn't we get a citation if we exceeded something? They harvest the duckweed periodically, right. So it must be doing what it's supposed to.
I can ask Wayne and get back to you on that.
Yeah, I'd like to know. We were going to send it back to the river. We're at 25%.
We had talked in the committee meeting.
Yep, anybody else?
Mr. Chairman, we had talked in committee meeting in regards to the sewer connection fee also, and Joey had done a survey, and we had talked about increasing that from $150 to $250 on new connections. Would that need to be placed in here, or can we amend this resolution to include that new residential connection fee?
I got another one.
It's a different ordinance.
Okay.
It's a different
one. So we're going to have to introduce that? We didn't introduce it, but this one?
It's on D. Letter D. It's D.
Okay, gotcha. Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's a different section.
Okay. So we didn't introduce that last meeting. Okay, gotcha. All right, any more public hearing? Public comments? Okay, public hearing closed.
Council meeting.
All right. Okay, so we have an ordinance to set our monthly sewer user charges. Do we have a motion to adopt this ordinance?
A second.
Moved by Richard, second by Mr. Niesler. All in favor? Aye.
Need a roll call vote on an ordinance adopts.
Give us a roll call, Ms. Debbie.
Councilmember Andre? Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes, but only because our auditor for the sewer system has been given a citation or finding. That's the only reason I'm voting for an increase. Thank you.
Councilmember Richard?
Yes, for Ms. Bourgeois.
Councilmember Rhodes?
Yes.
Councilmember Niesler?
Yes. The reason I'm voting for it is because we're looking at a $42,000 deficit and we're trying to
balance. And it's still not going to fix it.
But it gets us closer.
Okay, next we got introductions of ordinances. We have the budget adjustment. Need someone to introduce.
I'll do that.
To amend the appropriations ordinance of 2012-2013 to provide relative to appropriations for the income and expenses of the town.
I'll do that one.
Joanne, introduce ordinance. All right. Second ordinance. General fund. To make appropriations for the expenses of the town to provide relative to expenditure of said appropriation. So that's for the budget for the town.
I'll introduce that one.
C, we need to introduce the sewer budget. To make appropriations for the expenses of the town of Brule Sewer System, provide expenditure and said appropriation. Last but not least, to amend and reenact the Code of Ordinances of the Town of Brule relative to our sewer connection fee going from $150 to $250. Is that what we determined at committee?
Yeah.
Just trying to make that introduction. Okay, next, resolutions and commendations. For everyone that has a package, this is a resolution that we are not going to charge this tax to the taxpayers of Brule. Do I have to read this resolution? Do I read it?
Yes, read it for the record.
To discontinue collection of ad valorem taxes for the year 2013 within the corporate limits of the town of Brule. That's probably enough. We just have this tax, and money-wise, we don't need it, so every year we have to pass this resolution whether we're going to charge the tax or not. I think what, how long has it been? 12 years ago? 8 years ago, they stopped collecting the tax and we just continue to do it.
What does it amount to, around $20,000 or something?
It's about $20,000.
I'll introduce that.
Joanne makes a motion to adopt the resolution.
I second.
Second by Mr. Richard. Roll call. Yeah, I forget about the public. I'm sorry, I forget about y'all all the time. Public comment? Anybody have public comment? Nobody wants to say anything about getting rid of taxes. Yeah, okay.
Even though the people voted to tax themselves.
Yeah, we
appreciate you overriding.
There you go.
And not taxing.
Nice if the parish followed suit.
I know, man.
Yeah.
We got a motion and a second. You want to do a roll call vote on this, too?
Councilmember Bourgeois.
Yes.
Councilmember Richard.
Yes.
Councilmember Rhodes.
Yes.
Councilmember Niesler.
Yes. All right, department reports. Mr. Kenny?
Okay, calls for the month of April. We had 12 first aid calls inside and 19 outside. We had low fires and we had one natural gas leak. We had two motor vehicle crashes. Total for the month is 34, total for the year is 129, and that's about 12 to 14 more calls than what we had this year.
Thank you, Kim.
Anything? All right, next, police department. Jamie?
Month of April, we had 11 wrecks, 9 bench warrant arrests, 6 were for Brule, 1 for Addis, 1 for Ward 3, 1 for the city of Plaquemine, 1 simple battery, 6 alarm calls, 3 were businesses, 3 were residential, 3 assisting other agencies, 7 traffic arrests, 26 miscellaneous calls, consisting of 4 medical calls, lost keys and phone, a dog bite, 18-wheeler escort, 4 civil matters, complaint of speeding on Live Oak and Orleans Quarters, 2 stalled vehicles, vehicle unlock, and ID theft. had 63 calls for the month, wrote 230 citations with a total of 274 violations.
You had speeding on Live Oak and Hamilton these quarters?
Complaints.
The mayor. The mayor.
No, we had the traffic trail on Orleans Quarters for a couple of weeks. We just took it off of there. You run radar down there, it's such a short street, they can see you anywhere you park. So there's one gentleman down there who loves to call us.
That's the one they had two cops that stopped for the woman today.
Probably so.
Oh, that thing records what?
No.
Oh,
no, I wish.
Not a count.
It's on your cell phone. It goes off your cell phone.
Oh, on Ori?
Old drive, can they just come straight through it?
Okay, at the end, by LeBove?
Ori and LeBove.
Okay, I'll let them know.
It's a yield.
Something else, Chief, we might want to keep an eye on the end of Orleans West, all the way on the end of Pine down there. From what I understand, a bunch of the younger kids are going back there swimming in the pine.
I said that was going to happen before.
We need to keep a close eye on that.
Swimming, no trespassing, no fishing, no nothing signs back there.
I just don't want them to go back there.
So we can make it stick when we go. When we go, we can arrest them for trespassing or swimming or...
Can you contact the developer? You could contact the developer?
I don't know if it's ours yet or if it's still at the...
I think it's ours, yeah.
I don't think it is.
Might be something...
No, it's in town. It's all in town.
I'm just worried they go back there and all them young kids get together and something's going to happen.
Because technically, they're not breaking any law.
That's the same.
Right now.
Who's the responsibility? It's
got to
be the developer.
Got to be the developer, yeah.
Owner of the property.
Right, I would think the developer.
An ordinance.
Who is the developer?
I don't have a clue, Ms. Rose.
I'm not sure.
No clue.
Swimming, fishing, and all them.
I'm not sure. I'm sure Joey knows. Wayne would know.
Yeah.
I mean, I actually think we ought to do something at the retention pond too, because not so much the swimming, but they ride the dirt bikes and stuff. Yeah, they ride the dirt bikes and stuff in there. I think maybe I could get with Wayne and put up a couple signs for that one.
At least at that one, we can see them. You know, people passing right, back and forth. Right. Back there, ain't nobody.
I knew that was. I said that several meetings ago when they were doing
that. Right. We need to talk and get that.
No swimming, no fishing, no trespassing, no nothing. No looking. But it's, if we get to put some signs up, then we got something.
No baby.
DSLD is buying the lot.
Yeah.
So he was trying to sell the whole thing to the cops.
Anybody else have anything on the police committee? Next, we have mayor's report. Mayor's in Europe, and I don't have a report.
He's sending us letters every day about what he's seeing.
I didn't see any of that.
I'll forward them to you.
He must not like me.
For the record, Mayor Pro Tem Rhodes had a busy day at mayor's court.
Yeah, and I owe the mayor, I promise you. He
well,
set
the mayor
me up.
Owes you.
The officers love it. They say he does way better than the mayor. They want him to come to court every day.
I wouldn't say that. All right, so remarks of personal privilege. Ms. Joanne, you have one?
Yeah, I had two things. The mural at Alexander Park is finished. It looks great.
It looks great.
The letters saying Outland and Alexander, whatever they say, those have to go up above. And also, we asked Mary Delapaz to write a letter to Mr. Leo Sternfels, the person who owns the Brule Oak Shopping Center, about the litter and the trash. He pays somebody to clean up the parking lot, but if you go there in the morning, it looks like people have used the parking lot as their personal garbage area. So, and the stuff flies from there into the undeveloped area on the side of the gated community, and it also goes across the street. So we drafted a letter thanking him for doing the cleanup, but also asking him to consider maybe putting signs about no littering and the fees, because we have fees for littering inside the town as well as the parish fees, or to consider putting some surveillance cameras and or putting some garbage receptacles in the parking lot to try to address the prevention better. Because it's a turn off when you go there and you park your car and there's all that stuff.
Does he have somebody every night in the store?
Mr. Ed Gordon cleans up. I don't know when he does. People dump there at night. Because you go there early in the morning and stuff. So
anybody
we'll
else?
See what happens.
Anybody else? Personal approval? All right, announcements. We have landmark ceremony May 19th.
And refreshments will be served.
I may be out of town. I'm trying not to.
I'm going
to
cry.
I know. next announcement, town hall is closed for Memorial Day, May 27th. Any other announcements?
Well, when is your mayor coming back?
The 26th.
I'm here, you're mayor.
Y'all miss him that bad?
The 19th or the 26th?
I can tell you, let me look at my calendar.
You know, Rosa, after the mayor moved out of our subdivision, I went up. Huh? I went up and checked the assessment, and all our values went up. And I
it's around the 26th. I don't have my email on my phone, so it's around the 26th. Memorial Day week, I guess. Memorial Day, you'll have another day off to recover. Jet lag. All right. Need a motion to adjourn?
Ooh.
Second.
Motion adjourned. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
7:05.
No need public comment on it.
That's right.
I'm glad you